Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're in the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. 21 years, 22nd year now. We're on in that 22nd year. Thank you for hanging out with me all this time. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. TheSecurityAdvocate.com. I encourage you to go there and see what he has to say. He helps people just like you put your, make sure that you got your cybersecurity cornflakes together. Scott, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the great reporting you've been giving us. Wrap it up for us. What are some things that we need to look for on a more granular level, like out here on Main Street? What are some things we need to watch out for?
Well, you're talking about protecting yourself generally, you mean?
Yeah. Well, you gave us a great report at the governmental agency level, and that was really insightful. But what are some building blocks things we can do every day that would improve? Is there something that's new that we need to be doing that we're not doing?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny when you talk about basic protections. It is that it's stuff that's not necessarily new, but doesn't always tend to be put in place. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Give you an example. Since basically the beginning of time, it seems, I've been telling people, look, it's a big deal to make sure your passwords are done correctly. Mm-hmm. And part of that isn't so much making these long gibberish things that confuse the hell out of people. It's more, okay, make sure it's long, it's easy to remember. Usually that's something like a passphrase, something like my grandma went to Uncle Sue or Uncle Jed's 24. You know, it's mm-hmm. very long, it's very hard for an attacker to break. That's usually a computer. Now, when you think of that in terms of an organization, remembering a ton of those, because we all have a ton of accounts now, isn't so easy. So you use something like a password manager. These are programs, sometimes free, generally not free ones are not that expensive. And that has basically a collection of all your passwords in one place. And you use a single password to get through it, and poof.
How do we know those are secure?
You can study the ones that are out there. And, yes, it is a single point of failure, absolutely. There are a number of them. There have been one or two breaches with them, but they are vastly more secure than trying to do it yourself, and certainly trying to protect them within a computer is mm-hmm. not a good thing. Like, you know, let the computer save your thing. One thing that's also a great side benefit to a password manager, they will only put your password in based on what's called the IP or numerical address of a website. Uh-huh. I mention this because especially this time of year, you see a lot of fake websites trying to get you to log in, and a password manager won't work because it's not the real website. That's just an extra added protection.
Oh.
So other things.
So it actually knows, mm-hmm. that this is not American Express's website, and it won't let you.
Yeah,
it
can recognize the real McCoy for you.
Right.
So if it's looking
right.
at something that looks completely legit, which is a really big problem, especially this time of year, it will never interact with that site because even though it looks completely legit,
it is amazing how good these guys are getting at building false interfaces.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, let's see, other basic steps you can do. It's good to actually analyze your network in a fundamental sense just to know what's where. Where's all your data being stored? What's connected to it? Because you'll find that there are things there that shouldn't be connected anymore. Let's say someone left your company 6 months ago and they still have an active account. That should be gone. And a quick analysis will let you know that. If you know what you have, it's a lot easier to protect it. Mm-hmm. And then when you have the things you do have, cut off the outside protections or cut off the outside access, reduce it as much as possible so that there's just one doorway in and you can protect it. That idea of network segmentation we mentioned earlier, breaking it into little parts, is also really helpful. Because if you have something, say, extremely sensitive, and that's in one little part of the network, if that does get an attack, it won't automatically spread to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Also, basic technology to use that's really helpful, encryption. Yes, we hear this, but the way encryption works is it basically takes the data, it runs it through an algorithm, and it scrambles it. So it looks like gibberish, in effect. And the thing is, to scramble it or unscramble it, you need what's called an encryption key. key. And the thing is, if an attacker gets the actual encrypted data, which once again looks like gibberish, but they don't have the key, they can't break it back. What's also a really good side benefit of that is almost every single data breach notification bill, national or international, will have what's called safe harbor for encrypted data. Mm-hmm. So let's say you fall under the purview of HIPAA, the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act, which applies to healthcare. If your data is stolen, but it's in an encrypted form, that's considered secure data. So if the attacker gets the data itself, but not the decryption key, they actually are not considered a data breach.
Exactly. Well said and well done, Scott. Thank you for the great reporting today, as always. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Happy to.
Excellent. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.